Welcome into this carrier update. I'm Tony Mulvey, joined by Donnie Gilbert. Donnie, you're going to start by looking at what's going on in the overall market. The winter weather helped everything.
Pushes back up above 5%, mm-hmm. almost as high as where we were at Christmas time, which should be the major, major peak of the entire year. So here we bounce back up to 5.30%.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we still have a slight uptick right here.
Yeah.
But looking at some other data that I'll go through here in a little bit, I'm pretty sure this is the end of it.
Yeah.
This has a 2.5-day tender lead time. When we look at some of the other NTI, RTI, FTI, they're all starting to peak and go back down. So I believe this is going to be the peak here. Of course, these will be goods that are picking up maybe Saturday, Sunday, maybe first thing Monday.
Yeah.
So this is early next week, and I believe the prices for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week will start to deteriorate unless we have like another snowstorm come through, et cetera.
We talked about it, right? I mean, it's the effects of the storm aren't just over when the storm ends, right? It takes some time to unwind all the delays, the backups, the missed pickups. That's why you see this kind of sustain itself for a week.
Nearly a week, Tony. Yeah. About 4 days to get everything caught back up in the system.
Yeah.
And so finally the trucks getting in deliver. And of course they've missed their pickup. So they're finding other pickup or they're swapping trucks around. It's a mess.
And you're
loads stuck on the yard.
And we're kind of at that point, right? I mean, last weekend things started to improve. I say improve from a perspective that things started to be able to be moved or
roads clear.
They were able to, the operation was starting to get back into life. That's why you saw Monday spot. Well, we saw it Tuesday, but Monday spot rate was so high because Monday was that first day that was really business as usual and trying to get everything caught back up. Now we're on Friday. You kind of unwind everything. You get to here, but you said it. Spot rates are now, they're not headed down aggressively.
No,
they're just down.
They just turn the tip.
Yep.
And so we see the daily here. We're still well above the average, but the last couple of days, we've been below the average, mm-hmm. and that's going to start to pull this back down. So we've kind of peaked out. And as I say, I want to be careful when I say this. Currently, we have peaked out. It's going to start sliding back down very slowly. But if another winter storm or another weather disruption comes through, and I'm not talking, it doesn't have to be the southeast or, you know, depending on what freeways are involved, I-70, I-40, I-10, 75, 95, it could disrupt this and push rates back up again.
Yeah, and this is why it's so important to listen to Kaylee when she talks about the weather, because it may not be where you are that's affected. It may be where the driver has to go. It may be, I mean, there's so many factors along this that we talk about it from a carrier perspective, but shippers need to understand where weather's being impacted, right? Where they're sending goods to if it's impacted by weather. Brokers need to understand it too. Carriers need to understand because they have to drive through it. But I think the important part, and I think it's why it shows the market, well, it is. The market is more reactive to a short-term winter storm, short-term catalyst, than it was to Thanksgiving.
And I mean, there Christmas. Was,
and really Christmas, right? I mean, Christmas is this long, drawn-out uptick into that week. We came down and went right back up within a matter of a couple of days, than a couple of weeks.
Yeah, but we've lost thousands and thousands of drivers since then, but that's not near enough, but it has helped out tighten capacity a little bit.
Yeah.
And like you said, we talked about this before, we're seeing the market get more reactive to capacity issues than it would have 6 months, 8 months ago.
Yeah, if this happened 8 months ago, you might not even...
It would have even bumped around.
It would have looked more like what we saw at the beginning of November or even around Thanksgiving, which was, again, this kind of longer... It was just a speed bump. It wasn't like a big move one way or the other.
Let's go ahead and go through this right quick while we got it. This is my first time putting this one up, FTI, but we start with RTI, two of our new indexes, RTI showing us the spot rate movements for reefer, and I got that here in blue. You see since the beginning of the year, reefer's been slowly climbing and climbing and climbing. This was accelerated by the storm, and then of course you see it kind of fall down right here. Now we're kind of after the peak here, and we see this a little bit sooner with reefer because there's about a 4 day tender lead time. Flatbed, a whole lot different. You see it peak up here for the holidays. It's been climbing a little bit more aggressive than reefer, but it also peaked out here around the 15th, a little bit more of a bump from the winter storm here, but now it's actually starting to climb back up a little bit and holding at 285 per our average. So hold your rates high for flatbed. I would still keep pressure even if you're a reefer.
Absolutely. Well, Donnie, thank you so much for this update. We'll be sure to check in with you again a little later. Right now, we'll hand it back over to Kaylee next.